NBC News Radio.
NBC News on KCAA Loma Linda is sponsored by Teamsters Local 1932. Protecting the future of working families, Teamsters1932.org.
So are you ready to embark on a journey towards inner peace where your real home resides? In a world that never stops, finding peace can feel impossible. Welcome to Inner Peace Radio, your sanctuary for self-discovery and mental clarity. I am your host, Lupe Garcia, and my co-host,
Brenda Cruz. We are sharing teachings based on Course of Miracles in English and Spanish.
Thank you for listening. You can join us now.
Evening on Sunday evening. We're going to begin with the Holy Instant, which is always a pleasure to read to you and pray with you. So I'm going to begin with the Holy Instant. And as always, it reads like this. This is a Holy Instant that I give to you, Holy Spirit. You be in charge. I will follow you, certain that your direction will give me peace. And if I need a word to help me, that is what I will receive. If when I need a thought, that is what you will provide. And if what I need is stillness and a tranquil, open mind, these are the gifts I will receive on your behalf. You are in charge by my request. And you will hear and answer me because you speak for God, my Father, and His Holy Son. And we're just going to take a moment and recognize that this is a holy instant. Anywhere that the Holy Spirit is present and you call upon Him, it becomes a holy moment. It becomes a holy experience. Now, anytime that you encounter anyone else, there too lies the Holy Spirit. There too is the presence of God, the presence of our inner master. And that's what makes communion between two people a holy instant, a holy moment. And you're able and capable to call on this holy instant wherever you're at, any moment of the day, no matter what you're doing or what is happening in your experience. You can always call on to the Holy Spirit to join you and to make that moment with the intention of having Him lead that moment, of having Him guide you, of having Him show you the way so that you know when to stay quiet, you know when to speak, and you also will be guided as to where to go. And anytime you call on the Holy Instant, it reinvents whatever experience you're having in that moment. The Holy Instant is something very special and very accessible to everyone that wants intentionally to have the Holy Spirit presence wherever you are and whatever it is that you're doing. Being here on the radio with you and having all these listeners listening to this broadcast on a Sunday evening is a holy moment. It's a holy moment because those that listening are wanting or desiring to have this inner peace. So Inner Peace Radio is precisely for that, to quiet our mind, to quiet our week, and recognize that without the Holy Spirit is when we allow confusion, when we allow distress, when we allow other things other than peace, love, and holiness. And it says, holy, holiness, love, and peace. And that's what we want. That's the kind of experiences we want to live. That's the kind of experiences that we want to have with our friends, with our family, at work, wherever we're at. And we're able to. All we have to do is say, Holy Spirit, you be in charge. You take care of whatever it is I'm seeing, whatever it is I'm hearing, whatever it is, whether you like it or not, allow the Holy Spirit to be in charge. Because I think that in this experience, we've taken charge many times, and I'm going to speak for myself. I've decided to do many things on my own, and the whole reason or purpose that I arrived to this course of miracles, that I arrived to this, to encounter this psychology book, because this book is for the psyche, for the mind, was because I was doing it all on my own. I was doing everything my way. I was doing things the way I thought was best for me. And I don't think that I made good choices in the past. And I don't think that I knew what I was doing. But along the way, I also knew that the Holy Spirit was with me, was joining me, even when I did not, make choices that I think that I could be proud of, or that I could understand of why I made certain choices. But now that I know that I have that Holy Spirit with me all the time, and I knew it before this Course of Miracles course, but I didn't really have that intimate relationship I have with him now. I didn't call on him so frequently as I do now. I didn't call on him constantly. And now it's a way of life. And that is what I invite you to do as well. It is a way of life to call on the Holy Spirit continually, all the time, for everything, because then you can be certain that it's going to be done right, that you're not going to make more mistakes, that you're being guided by one that knows all and sees all, in the invisible and in the visible. And that's why it's so beautiful when you begin to trust in the Holy Spirit. And we have Brenda, who's arrived here with us, joining us.
Hello,
welcome,
everyone.
Brenda.
Hi, Lupe. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. I was just sharing with everyone about the importance of the Holy Instant.
Yes, I can see I see you very inspired when you're talking about the Holy Instant.
It's totally transformed my life, calling on the Holy Spirit for guidance, calling on the Holy Spirit to do the forgiveness prayer, which is the atonement prayer. It's something that I try not to go without on a daily practice, on a daily routine. It's like I always call on him now. A part of me. How do you feel about that? Do you do the same?
Yes. It's like it's not negotiable.
There you go. It's not negotiable.
No,
I agree.
It's a lifestyle.
It becomes a lifestyle, yes.
Yeah, it's become normal. Peace has become normal. For example, what you said in the routine, in the everyday life, how we handle everything, for example, sometimes my little kids, mm-hmm. I have 5 years old and 2 years old, they're like crying. Sometimes they woke up crying, complaining for everything. Like, I want mommy. So it's the time that you're like, okay, so this is the time for be in the holy instant and just calm down. Mm-hmm. But now I remember when I have my big daughter, that now she is 15 years old. Oh, I was not patient. No at all. Like if she scream back, like with a 5 years old little girl. I snap her. I do a lot of things, a lot of bad things, a lot of things that I remember. I think it was right. It was the correct way. It was a good mom. It was like that. But now with training my mind for 4 years, and this is my fifth time, so doing the training with the lesson of forgiveness, now I can understand and ask myself, ask the Holy Spirit, what to do, what to think, what can I do? And the answer, for example, today, it was like, do not judge the little one, 2 years old. As a mom, what can you do for him? And I was asking, what do you want? Do you want water? What do you need from mommy? I asked him, and I don't judge him. And I don't pretend that I know what is happening to him. Because it was very easy. Like, it's 2 years old. Maybe he's hungry. Maybe it's this. Maybe it just doesn't. So all those are the ego, those
assumptions.
Assumptions. Mm-hmm. So now I said, okay. But also, another thing that I learned with the training my mind, do not leave the things that I love to do and putting them as an excuse
to not do them.
Mm-hmm. No, like, okay, I'm not going to the radio because of the kids.
Using them as an excuse to not do what
I don't do it anymore. I just said I want to do this, and mm-hmm. with them or without them, it's okay. I wanted to do it.
Yeah.
So this is the forgive because, I used to do a lot of lies like this with my older daughter.
I think they're called, it's like justification. We justify ourselves for not doing what we really want to do. Because if we do what we really want to do, then sometimes we would feel guilty. Because mm-hmm. we think that, you're not allowed to do anything that you like. You're a mom. You have to take after the kids first or worry about them, which is correct. We do attend and serve. But the Holy Spirit showing us how to serve in a different way where we're allowing the Spirit. And in the Course of Miracles, it says so beautifully, permit me, allow me, let me help you. So when we call on the Spirit and we say, Holy Spirit, I give you permission, or I call on you to help me, or I permit you to help me see this situation in a different way, because the way I'm seeing it, I'm not liking it, or show me what I need to do, like Brenda mentioned. What can I do to be a blessing to the kids, to the husband, to the situation? And I love the lessons that we are practicing right now. We are on lesson 20. And it repeats, I am determined to see. And we're telling the Holy Spirit, we are determined to see, and we want to see as you see. So show us, what is the correct way? What is it that I should be doing? How is it that I should be doing it? And show me behind the scenes of the whole movie that I'm watching that I may or may not be liking. And I think that that is the true vision when we allow ourselves to be guided by the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit. And that's why he makes everything holy, because he shows us the love behind all things and shows us what to do to be loving and to be that extension of God, because God is love and therefore we are an extension of God. And that is all that we could be doing, right? So I, too, in the past, can see that that's been changed completely, because my older children will tell me, how come you're not so disciplined anymore? How come you don't tell the little ones what to do like you used to tell us? Why aren't you, you know, acting this way or that way? And because I'm going to the Holy Spirit. I'm not doing it my way anymore. And that brings us more peace, brings us more love, brings us more understanding. And that is why we should all call on the Holy Spirit. And if you have any questions regarding what we are sharing, please call in to KCAA Radio. And you can call in at 909-383-1000. I remember that Brenda and I left you homework to all those listening. And if anyone did do the homework, which was to not, I believe, not complain about anything. I believe it was to call on the Holy Spirit. If you had any experience and you did, we'd love to hear it. Go ahead and give us a call here to the station again at 909-383-1000. If not, we will continue sharing about, well, I'm going to read a little bit. Do you have something you want to share? I tell the Spirit I want to see, and when I don't like something that's occurring in the family setting, if someone's arguing, if someone is not showing respect to each other, I now tend to not intervene when I used to intervene, and it just made everything worse. It made the whole situation a little more intense and more conflict arose. And now I stay quiet and I listen and I call on the Holy Spirit. But even now, sometimes I fall into confusion because I believe what I'm seeing. And these lessons, really, when you apply them, you're able to see differently and you're able to understand. And that's why the wisdom and the, I'm going to say, the opening of our conscience, showing us this understanding. The only one that can share that with us is the Holy Spirit, because He has all the understanding. He can see all and knows all and knows us and knows what is happening. And He'll show us the big picture, the big movie, in a way that He shows us these lessons and says, you see, this is the lesson that you have to learn today. And this is how you apply it. And this is how I speak. And it's in our quietness, in our meditation, in being still, is how we're going to be able to hear the Spirit. Do you have anything to say? Nope. Okay. I'm going to read a small section here that reads, I am determined to see. God has one Son. He does not have many. So the fragmentation of humanity is all one. We are all one. We are all unified, and we are one to the Father. We are one Son. And He is, says, God has one Son, and He is the resurrection and the life. And now that Easter's coming, this is a beautiful reading for this time. His will is done, because all power is given Him in heaven and on earth. In your determination to see is vision given to you. What I really like about this lesson for today is that it's telling me you have to desire to see. You have to want it. You have to desire it, and you have to ask for it. And I remember that when I first did these lessons a couple of rounds before, that I didn't understand them. And now the more I read them, the more understanding I receive. Because it says, we are learning how to tell apart from joy and sorrow, from pleasure and pain, from love and fear. He's showing us how we or he's showing me how I was behaving in the past. It was not the way to behave. So now he starts to show us, this is how I want you to go. And this is how I want you to react. Come to me first so I can show you. Don't do nothing. That's one of the principles, I think, of these lessons, is don't do nothing at all. Because if we do something and there's an immediate reaction, we know that we're doing it with the ego, because the first one that reacts will always be the ego. Because the Holy Spirit stands quietly until you call on Him, until you ask for His permission, for His help, for His understanding. So I really like the lesson for today. It says, I am determined to see. You want salvation and you want to be happy and you want peace. And yes, indeed, this is what I want. It says, you do not have them now because your mind is totally undisciplined. And I think that all these mental, I'm going to say mental mind training, there's a little bit of discipline, or a lot of discipline. I've practiced it, but I think that there's a bigger dose of discipline that should be applied this year. This year that I'm doing my training once again. It's like, okay, more discipline, more commitment. Do you really want to be in peace? Do you really want to be happy? Do you really want, how big is your desire? And it says here, you do not have them now because your mind is totally undisciplined and you cannot distinguish between joy and sorrow, pleasure and pain, love and fear. And I love the way the Holy Spirit tells us how we think we know. We think we do understand the differences between these, but in all actuality, we do not. And that is something that I'm coming to understand more and more, that what I thought was the right way to do things, like Brenda mentioned earlier, it was totally the opposite way. And when the Holy Spirit shows it to you, you and your soul and your spirit can recognize it and can understand it and then apply it. And that's why every experience is respected and honored, because the Holy Spirit's going to speak to each and every one the way that he or she can understand and will provide what it is that is needed at that moment in every situation. It says, you are now learning how to tell these apart, and a great indeed will be your reward. We believe that we know what joy is, but we have to understand that the joy of the world is not the same joy of heaven. That pleasure of the world is not the same pleasure of heaven. That love, and love is also not the same love that we experience. We have to understand that these are states, because the state of love, the state of joy, is sometimes when you have these experiences, you can't even explain them because they're not from this world. Because we're not of this world. So when I've experienced joy, it's usually for no reason at all. It's a state that comes from heaven and you're experiencing, and no matter what happens in the day, no matter what happens, nothing bothers me. Nothing gets me upset. Nothing, even if my children are not behaving, even if anything's happening, I'm still in this joy and everything makes me laugh, and I'm happy the entire time. And I know that it's not the type of joy of this world. And the same way with love. We just went through Valentine's Day, and we see love in this world so differently to the true love of God, the true love that we are not familiar with. And I think that we get doses of it every once in a while, right, Brenda?
Yes.
So did you want to share anything or no? Okay. I will continue with reading this because I find it very, very interesting. It says, "You are now learning how to tell these apart, and great indeed will be your reward." Now, what kind of reward are we going to want or have? And it's exactly this. What it is that you want. You want to be happy and you want to be in peace. And that is the purpose of A Course in Miracles. That is the purpose of doing your lesson every single day and looking forward to staying in peace and having the Holy Spirit show us the way. Pardon my cough. It says, let's see if there's anything else here I want to share. Pardon me. Oh my goodness. My cough just got worse. I'm going to go back and share the let's see. Do you have anything you want to share, Brenda, while I recover from my coughing? No, she's got nothing, she says. Okay, we're going to go with something that I really like. We're going to go with in the beginning of the preface of A Course in Miracles, it says, "Nothing real can be threatened." What does this really mean? Nothing real can be threatened, meaning that anything that God created, anything that He created cannot be threatened. Nothing that we think that we can do can change it in any way. And that to me brings a lot of comfort to know that even if I think that I don't believe in God or that I'm not a child of God, I can think whatever I want. But knowing that God created me, nothing can threaten that. Even the ideas I have about myself or the person I fabricate myself to be or the masks that we use sometimes or that we have used in the past, nothing can threaten what God created. And God created the Son of God. God created the Holy Son. The Holy Son. And it's beautiful to know that there's comfort in this, that nothing real can be threatened. The next one says, "Nothing unreal exists." So anything that I'm creating, I'm imagining, I'm thinking is in this world, it does not exist. It's all an illusion. It is all things in my experience that is not the same to everybody else's experience. And that's why they're illusions. Correct? And herein lies the peace of God. Knowing these two small sentences, nothing real can be threatened and nothing unreal exists, is enough to bring this comfort and this security that says, herein lies the peace of God. The whole purpose of this segment of Inner Peace Radio is for us to be able to quiet down our minds and find that inner peace that we all have. Every soul, every spirit, everybody you encounter has a spirit, has a soul, has inner peace, and was created by God. And as long as we know that our peace lies inside of us, then maybe we'll stop doing what the ego has been inviting us to do, which is look outside. You're going to find it in the next relationship. You're going to find peace after you pay off your bills, after you pay off your car, after you pay off your mortgage. You're going to find peace after you get the good job, after you have money, after you have... And there's like a list of so many things that we believe, or at one point I believed, that when everything's going to settle down, then I'm going to be in peace. And that was the biggest lie that I thought. And now I know that it's not the peace is not outside, but it's inside. And that's why herein lies the peace of God. When you have this understanding, then you begin to experience it. And I think I'm putting Brenda to sleep. How are my listeners out there? Are you guys awake? Are you guys listening? Is there any questions? You can call in. It says here, knowledge is truth, and that's why we go to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has all of the knowledge, all of the understanding, and I do not. And that's why we need to call on Him, because He has the truth. The truth is unalterable. It's eternal and it does not change. So what is our calling is to be able with the Holy Spirit to look at things, and when we see that something is not from the Spirit, it's because it could change. When we see that something is not eternal, but in the duality of the world, then we know that it's not from heaven. And we know it's not real. And that is how your mind will begin to understand and be trained to the truth. But we cannot do this alone. The only one who can help us, guide us, is the Holy Spirit. Because He is our guide and He is our inner master and He is the true teacher. It says here, forgiveness is the Holy Spirit's great learning aid. So what does this happen? How does it happen? I have an example. Earlier today, I was playing poker with my family. And I was about to win a hand. And I had two pairs. So we were betting with quarters. And and someone at the table, I said, okay, nobody's betting, and then I'm winning. So I was about to grab all my quarters, and I started to actually. My husband was watching me, and I was like, okay, we won. And I was about to grab all the money. And then she says, hey, and the other person at the table says, wait, I betted. And I had not seen her put her quarter down. And I was like, did you really? Like, I didn't trust her. And I look across the table, and my other friend's there, and she says, yeah, she did go. That's why I didn't go. And I said, okay, so what do you have? And obviously she beat my hand. She had a better hand than I did. And then we're like, oops, okay. So all the money went to her. So all the quarters were pushed over to her. And she said, you didn't believe me. I said, no, that's why I asked my friend if you had put a quarter, because I don't believe you. I told her straight out. But I was being honest. And then when I reflected on what I did, I thought about this and I told the Spirit, okay, if I cannot trust my brothers, then I cannot trust myself. And if I am okay, this isn't right. So I started to analyze what I had just done. And I went to the Holy Spirit and I said, okay, Holy Spirit, show me this in a way that I'm going to be in peace. Because I obviously didn't respond correctly. It was an automatic. And then I told the Holy Spirit, okay, what do I do? Help me clean this up. And I went into prayer. I did the atonement prayer. And I offered a miracle in the name of Jesus to her because I was like, I don't know how she's feeling or what happened. So I'll offer a miracle and I'll do the atonement prayer. And I did. And I recognized that when we see our brothers and sisters like not trustworthy, then we're seeing our own image, our own reflection on others. I cannot, if I can't trust her, then I can't trust myself. Then I believe that if I believe she's lying, then I'm believing myself to be a liar. And that is how the Holy Spirit shows you the truth. And he says, no, go inside. What just happened? Your peace is inside of you. Go inside and look at this with his eyes so you can clean up your mess, so you can clean up your mistakes. And so they, you know, you can come to recognize that what I was believing about my sister was not true, that it was a lie. It was how I was seeing the situation, and I was not seeing it with the eyes of the Holy Spirit. I was seeing it with the eyes of the ego, because all I wanted was to take the stash, you know, because I was thinking that I had one. But the forgiveness is the Holy Spirit's great learning aid. And that's why we go to him. That's why I go to him. Because he shows me everything in the light of love. In the light of the forgiveness prayer. Do you have anything, Brenda?
I'm just listening.
You're just listening in today. Okay. That's totally fine. So we got the rest of this segment. I'm going to go ahead and read to you. It continues and it says, forgiveness is the Holy Spirit's great learning aid in bringing this through reversal about. So what he does is he turns it upside down to the right way. Because we're thinking right, but we're not. And he reverses it. Let's see. It says, we must learn to forgive. It says, not because we are being good or charitable, but because what we are seeing is not true. See, that's what I love. Excuse me. Oh my gosh, my voice is going. Here we go. So it says, we must learn to forgive, not because we are being good or charitable, but because what we are seeing is not true. So what I saw in my sister, I seen her immediately like, I'm going to say like a liar, thinking she didn't pay or she didn't put money. Seeing that maybe she was trying to win and not being honest. That was all a lie. But it was my immediate reaction and expression, and it was all not true. When you go to the Holy Spirit, he shows you the truth behind what was there. It says here, we have distorted the world by our twisted defenses and therefore seeing what is not there. As we learn to recognize our perpetual errors, we also learn to look past them or forgive. We either look past them or forgive. At the same time, We are forgiving ourselves, looking past our distorted self-concepts to the self that God created in us and as us. So I love this part, because as you forgive the whole, I'm going to say the whole situation that I just explained, as you forgive it with the hand of the Holy Spirit, He shows you a new perspective. But you're not only releasing your sister or your brother that you have before you, you're also releasing yourselves from any condemnation or any type of guilt or any type of, you're removing yourself, because you're healing yourself, releasing yourself, because you come back to the place of your truth. You come back to the self that God created in us and in everyone else. And I love that part, because it's like a win-win situation. You perform the forgiveness prayer and everybody benefits from it. Everybody is blessed by it. And every error, mistake, wrong perception gets undone by His hands, by the Holy Spirit. I hope that you liked or enjoyed this segment. I truly love sharing it, because every time I share it, it brings more understanding, and it brings more, it just seeps more down into my mind so I can put it more and more into practice. I really enjoy A Course of Miracles. Brenda and I have already began this year sharing it, expanding it. If there's anyone listening that is interested in joining us, you're welcome to. You can call in as well and let us know, because we did begin the lessons already this year, and they're going to be all for the entire rest of the year, 365 lessons. Right now we're on lesson 20, and it's a beautiful way to live the year. I recommend it dearly. If you haven't gone out and bought your book, I recommend that you do. It's called A Course of Miracles, and it's transformational, not only for your mind, but it transforms your whole life. It did to me, and I can't but continue sharing it and continue inviting everyone I see, because it's a beautiful way to live. Because desiring peace and knowing that it's within brings peace, not only to you, but to your entire family. It says the training period is for one whole year. And like Brenda says, we've been doing exercises for a couple of years now. And the exercises are numbered from 1 to 365. It says here, the exercises are planned to help you generalize the lessons so that we will understand them and equally apply them to everyone and everything, just like I shared in the example. These lessons are to be lived. It's not a theory. It's not for you to think about them and not apply them. It's not about you learning them and then teaching them. It's about applying them and recognizing that they work, that they transform who you are and they transform your life. And it's going to happen because that's the purpose of them. But we have to apply them. And earlier today I read that there has to be a choice. It's like just be willing to do this and allow the Spirit to guide you along the way. But for me, He's requesting discipline. Be disciplined and be committed to do this, and it will work. And you will be able to experience the love, the peace, and the joy that these lessons bring. I like also that it says that these lessons are to be applied to everybody and everyone. So there's no distinction whether it's playing poker at your family setting, whether you're at wherever you're at, whether you're at the grocery store, at the bank, whether you're at home with your family, these lessons are to be applied all the time. And I think that if it's as simple as this, to be asked to just repeat and understand and apply and practice them, it's worth every single moment that you spend with the Holy Spirit. Every single moment that you tell yourself, okay, this is time for me to quiet down and to listen to the inner voice that comes with me wherever I go. I think that that's another practice also. Doing meditation, staying quiet, and calling on the Holy Spirit for guidance. I didn't know how to meditate in the beginning. I did not know how to stay quiet because the mind has... Well, anyway, in the beginning, it was different. My first years were like... I couldn't even close my eyes for a long time. And as time passes, I'm getting better and better. Being obedient and being disciplined with my lessons where I can spend more quiet time with my eyes closed. And the reason these meditations are about closing your eyes and being quiet is because then you can see your inner life. You can see your inner peace. You can see the truth of who you are, and it's all inside. And that's why we have to close the windows of the eyes to be able to see the world that lives inside. And that is the true calling, I think, because Jesus, the Holy Spirit, is inside, right? Because we're one with Jesus and one with God. Do you have anything you want to share?
No, I'm listening. What you said is very important.
I don't think I have anything else. I'm going to think. I'm going to continue with this because it landed on something beautiful. When I say, let's just stay quiet for a little bit or quiet our minds, it says, I opened to lesson 125 and it reads, in quiet, I receive God's word today. In order to be able to see the word of God, we have to be silent. We have to be silent. We have to be quiet. And I'm going to tell you that many times that I was not quiet, I was asked to be quiet by the Spirit, because when your mind is open to listening and your desire is there to learn, then you will be corrected. And I think that is something that's very important. And my practice right now is to listen, because it says, I'm going to read a small section. We only have a few more minutes, so I'm going to read this small section. It says, let this day be a day of stillness and of quiet listening, because your Father wills that you hear his word today. In that quietness, in that inner peace, is where we could hear the truth of who we are and the truth of what our brothers and sisters are. And that is the calling, to be still, to be quiet, and to listen. It says here, he calls on you from deep within your mind, where he abides. There comes the importance of being still and being quiet. And maybe if you can, in closing your eyes and being meditative. He calls to us from deep within our mind, where he abides, and we hear him today. It says here, listen to this. It says, no peace is possible until his word is heard around the world, until your mind is quiet, listening, accepting the message that the world must hear to usher in the quiet time of peace. This world will change through you. Okay, let's look at that one. This world will change through you. My world, the world I see, is going to change because my experience is going to change. So my experience is going to be different to what my past has been. Because when you heal the present, then you have a different, you release the future to be able to be the way it could be in peace, love, and joy. So the healing and the releasing is of the past in the present. And it says the world can change through you. It's going to be my experience in my world that's going to change. No other means can save it, for God's plan is simple. This is simply this. The Son of God is free to save himself, given the Word of God to be his guide. So the Word of God is our guide, and the Holy Spirit is our guide. And that is, I love how the Holy Spirit, every time there's a teaching, he wraps it up and goes back to the beginning, to the holy instant, to the guide. He is the one that knows us. He is the one that knows what is best for me. And he is the one to go to. So it says, the Son of God is free to save himself, given the Word of God to be his guide, forever in his mind, and at his side to lead him surely to his Father's house by his own will. Forever free is God's. It says here, he is not led by force, but only love. He is not judged, but only sanctified. And I think I'm going to close with that. That is so beautiful. Because when we call on the holy instant, we are recognizing ourselves as holy, because we are recognizing that that is how God created us. Now, if we don't believe that we're holy, it's because we're believing the image that we created of ourselves that is not the truth, that is not real. That is what my wrong perception of me. And to know that God has got my back, that knows who I really am, and left me the Holy Spirit to guide me back home, that is a sure comfort and security for me, because I know that I won't get lost again. I know that I won't go the wrong route. I know the way back home because I have a guide that's taking me there. And that's why the Holy Spirit is our guide for everything. Anytime you don't know what you're going to do. And I think that my morning consecrations, I think, to the Holy Spirit are very, very essential, very important. Because when you call on him, then you can start your day off on the right foot without making mistakes, without doing things your way, and allowing the Spirit to show you where you need to go and how you need to do things is what's going to bring you peace, love, and joy. And I think that's all for today, Joe. Anyway, he's our buddy in the station here. I wish everyone a lot of peace, love, and joy. Thank you for listening, and have a blessed night.
Thank you for listening. At Inner Peace Radio, we provide ways to cultivate mindfulness, embrace meditation, and nurture your soul.
I'm Brenda, and for more information about psychotherapy service, please reach me at 909-678-0617. Mi nombre es Brenda, Y si quieres más información para sesiones privadas de psicoterapia, por favor llama al 909-678-0617.
And I am Lupe. You can reach me at my website, embracepeace.com, and you can book a session there. Thank you for listening.
Miss your favorite show? Download the podcast at kcaaradio.com.
For several years, KCAA has been marketing the Youngevity brand of nutritional and personal care products. Our experience with Youngevity has been 100% positive, so we are pleased to recommend them to you. Regarding nutritional supplements, we recommend Pollen Burst in the berry flavor and Tangy Tangerine 2.0 in the tablet form. For regularity issues, we recommend 3-Day Cleanse, and for personal care, we recommend Morning Hydration Cream. You can shop online for Youngevity at www.kcaateam.com, or you can order by phone by calling 800-982-3197 and tell customer support that you are part of the KCAA team. Youngevity is an American company based in San Diego. Call Youngevity at 800-982-3197 and ask about monthly auto ship that allows you to buy Youngevity products at wholesale prices. That number again, 800-982-3197.
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
No, it's Super Roth!
Okay, a gimmicky opening for a commercial about Super Roth Universal Life Insurance, but I'm sure it got your attention. Now, what is a Super Roth, you ask? It's a permanent indexed universal life insurance that's totally liquid and easily accessible once it matures, can be used to supplement retirement savings or a death benefit, or both, has no income or contribution limit, has no 5-year rule like Roth IRAs, has no 10% penalty for accessing the funds before age 59 and a half. Oh, and the average historical returns are 5 to 7% annually, tax-free. Super Roths also lock in gains, which means you don't lose your money when the market is down. Sounds incredible, right? Sounds super? Super Roths are the way of the future, specifically your future. To see if you qualify for a Super Roth, go online to thesuperroth.com.
KCAA,
where life's much better. So download the app in your smart device today. Listen everywhere and anywhere. Whether you're in Southern California, Texas, or sailing on the Gulf of Mexico, life's a breeze with KCAA. Download the app in your smart device today.
I'll be sailing out of yesterday in the Gulf of Mexico.
KCAA.
Redlands Auto Electric reminds everyone that the blood you donate gives someone another chance at life. Someday, that someone might be a friend, a loved one, or even you. So please give blood and give the gift of life. This message, courtesy of Redlands Auto Electric at 1165 West Park Avenue in Redlands, known for quality, integrity, and knowledgeable service. Call 909-792-4776. Redlands Auto Electric, on the air because they care.
In these times, sometimes you have to take away the stress or dress to impress. Lux Transportation has just the ticket for you and your needs to relax, kick your feet up in style, and make new fun memories. Looking for a hassle-free, comfortable ride? Experience the ultimate in luxury. Transportation in a sleek, luxurious black-on-black SUV. Private discreet rides, airport runs, sightseeing, proms, weddings, and romantic date nights are all ahead in your future with Lux Transportation. Karaoke, disability-friendly, and no problem, we're also senior citizen-friendly too. Call or text Mr. Hollins to take away the stress at 951-399-5425. That's 951-399-5425. Lux Transportation, when you need the absolute best.
Located in the heart of San Bernardino, California, the Teamsters Local 1932 Training Center is designed to train workers for high-demand, good-paying jobs in various industries throughout the Inland Empire. If you want a pathway to a high-paying job and the respect that comes with a union contract, visit 1932trainingcenter.org to enroll today. That's 1932trainingcenter.org.
NBC News Radio. I'm Chris Caraggio.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's ready to step down if it brings peace to his country. He made that offer at a news conference today, saying, "If it is peace for Ukraine and you really want me to leave my post, I'm ready." Zelensky also said that he would willingly trade his position for immediate NATO membership. Meantime, the White House said a peace deal in Ukraine could happen as soon as this week. The Trump administration is set to put all civil servants employed by the U.S. Agency for International Development on administrative leave Monday at midnight, as well as cut 2,000 employees from the agency.